Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eastern Cape businesses, particularly around Umtata, but also further inland, are bracing for the fallout from the foul weather of the past few days. Heavy rain, high winds and snow have battered the region, with floods, roads closed and major disruptions. MTN has confirmed there have been a number of outages on their network. Emergency teams have been working since early yesterday morning. The death toll is expected to rise. A row is brewing over South Africa's official unemployment figures. This follows a Business Day article earlier this week by Capitec CEO Gerry Fourie. In it, he suggested that the true unemployment figure should be closer to 10%, and not the 32.9% given by Stats SA. Fourie believes the informal sector is not being counted correctly. Stats SA has defended its methodology, saying its figures are based on what people say and align with the requirements of the International Labour Organization. Speaking in Parliament, Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau says he thinks the CEO of Capitec is onto something. Tau told MPs that he believes the role the informal sector played in driving economic activity and supporting livelihoods had arguably been understated for a long time. Why? Well, one expert quoted by Business Day says low-income houses could underreport their employment in order to retain government grants. Spar's South African CEO, Max Oliva, has quit to take the hot seat at McDonald's local operations. Oliva's been at Spar for 30 years, says the decision to move on was not an easy one. He'll replace Greg Solomon, who stepped down in February after leading McDonald's for 15 years. And Telkom's back in favor with investors after announcing it will resume paying a dividend. It'll return 1.3 billion rand to shareholders after a four-year break. The group has just reported a 44% jump in headline earnings per share for the full year to end March. Telkom closed last evening on the JSE up nearly 8%. JSE itself hit fresh record highs, with both the all-share and top 40 up 0.3%. London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq both up 0.6%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong up nearly 1%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.14 to the euro, the rand holding recent gains against the dollar at 17.70, with 20.20 to the euro, 23.86 to sterling. Gold at 3,339, platinum 1,227, Bitcoin just under 110,000, and Brent crude oil $66.80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.